This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners. And here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. World Junior Hockey Championships crowning a gold medal winner in Montreal Thursday night. We'll have a look at all the WHL players that are bringing home a medal back to their club teams. WHL trade deadline may be days away, but already some big moves in advance. We'll take a look at two moves that involve the Edmonton Oil Kings, as well as a trade between Prince George and Moose Jaw. Former Kelowna Rockets goaltender Jordan Cook is fresh off a Spengler Cup gold medal. We'll tell you more about his experience in Davos, Switzerland. And another Player of the Week honor for the Regina Pats, co-leader of the WHL scoring race, Adam Brooks, will round out our show. First up, the 2017 IIHF World Junior Hockey Championships concluding in Montreal with a Team USA gold medal. Caleb Jones of the Portland Winterhawks was the lone WHLer on the American side as they outlasted Canada in a shootout for a 5-4 victory. Seven players from the WHL taking home the silver medal on Team Canada: Cale Clegg of the Brandon Wheat Kings, Jake Bean from the Calgary Hitmen, Carter Hart and Noah Juleson of the Everett Silvertips, Connor Ingram of the Kamloops Blazers, Matthew Barzell from the Seattle Thunderbirds, and the Kelowna Rockets' Dylan Dubé. Canadian head coach Dominic Ducharme postgame:
"We're proud that we are guys engaged in everything that we did. They gave everything, and we can't ask for more, obviously. It's a game. There's mistakes on both sides. There's many things going on. The effort, the commitment to the team, the attitude our guys had all tournament, they really committed to the team."
Russia went on to win the bronze, defeating Sweden 2-1 in overtime. Russia included Regina Pats defenseman Sergei Zborovsky. In total, 23 players from the WHL competed in the World Juniors. Next year's tournament, the 2018 event, is set for Buffalo.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
The WHL trade deadline passes Tuesday, but already some big moves in the days leading up. The Edmonton Oil Kings were involved in a pair, unloading 20-year-old defenseman Aaron Irving to the U.S. division-leading Everett Silvertips, and 20-year-old forward Lane Bauer to the Kamloops Blazers. Now for Irving, the D-man with the big shot has some mixed thoughts.
"Absolutely bittersweet. I think that's anyone can say that for any trade they've ever been a part of. So my initial thoughts when it happened was, can't believe this is happening right now. All I've known for my junior hockey career is Edmonton Oil Kings."
The Oil Kings received a first-round pick, 16-year-old forward Brett Kemp and 20-year-old forward Graham Miller. Edmonton general manager Randy Hanch:
"The players we got back and the picks are very exciting for our organization. You know, Brett Kemp is a young forward that is really starting to develop into his own. We were very fortunate to have Aaron in our program since day one. We drafted him. He developed in our group, in our program, was our captain."
Now, the move to ship 20-year-old forward Anchorage Alaska native Lane Bauer to Kamloops would follow a day later. Bauer, 25 goals on the season.
"It was something I kind of saw coming, but it's a little bittersweet. I'm excited to go to Kamloops. They're a great team, but I've also enjoyed my time in Edmonton. So just thank you to the fans, coaching staff, and all the players. I met a lot of friends."
Blazer general manager Stu McGregor:
"Not only has he scored goals, but he's a competitive two-way player. Real solid in the face-off circle, so that'll give us a few more options with Chizowski, Smith, Bauer, and Pilon down the middle on face-offs. So I think he creates a real competitive player that adds to our group and really enhances our group."
The Oil Kings received a second-round pick this year, a fifth-round pick in 2018, along with 17-year-old defenseman Connor McDonald. The Blazers also received a seventh-rounder to complete the deal. Then later on Thursday, the Moose Jaw Warriors and Prince George Cougars came together on a big move. The Warriors sending 18-year-old Russian import Nikita Papagayev, one of the top 10 scorers in the WHL, to Prince George in exchange for 17-year-old forward Justin Almeida, 18-year-old Russian import forward Jan Kamenko, a fifth-round pick in 2017, and a second-round selection in 2018. Papagayev could be a first-round pick in the NHL draft come this summer. And we'll take a look at all the big moves coming up in next week's show.
From the drop of the puck to the Edschanout Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Former Kelowna Rockets goaltender Jordan Cook, an experience of a lifetime, and we'll tell you about that here in a second, but he joins us on the phone here for WHL This Week. Jordan, Spengler Cup, over in Davos, Switzerland. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to represent your country in a great tournament like that. My question is, how did this all come together, considering you're in your third year there with the University of Saskatchewan Huskies?
Yeah, well, I was in Montreal all the time for the U Sports versus the World Junior game there. They played a doubleheader just to kind of get the feel of the team and what they want to see moving forward, and they used the university players of all of Canada to kind of decide that. So I was down there for the weekend, and I got pulled aside after one of our games by Scott Salmon of Hockey Canada. And I've known him prior. His son, Broden, plays for Kelowna. So that's where I kind of met the Salmon family. But, you know, he pulled me aside, and I thought we were just going to have a general conversation. But one thing led to another, and he kind of brought up the whole Spangler Cup and in need of a goaltender. And, you know, he asked me right away. And that moment was pretty special to me. It was exciting, and I really actually didn't know how to answer it to begin with.
Oh, what a great experience. You know, this tournament tends to get a little bit overshadowed that time of year by World Juniors, but no doubt it's a big event there held every year in Davos. What was the experience like in that event?
Oh, it was crazy. Unfortunately, I never got to experience a game or even dress for one, but being able to sit out and kind of see what goes around on the outside, something that most players don't actually get the opportunity to see, it was unbelievable. It's a whole different culture out there. They really take pride in their sports and bringing a lot of energy to games. I think that was probably the most amazing atmosphere I've ever been a part of. And really, there's nothing bad to say about that whole experience in general.
That's great. Yeah, I've heard a lot about the experience as far as the atmosphere in Davos for the Spangler Cup. Jordan, you're having a great season there at the University of Saskatchewan Huskies. You're in your third year now. You're leading the league in categories here. It seems like you've really found your stride there with the Huskies. You guys are on top of a very competitive Canada West this year.
Yeah, this year's a little bit tighter than we've experienced the past few years, but our team's gotten off to a great start. There's been a couple weekends where I don't think we got the outcomes that we wanted, but, you know, it was a learning experience for us in general, and, you know, it's been an incredible ride so far. The last few years have been amazing, and luckily enough, you know, those are the years I got to actually start and kind of take over as a starting goalie here and take over that role, and pretty incredible.
4 years with the Kelowna Rockets, and you're taking advantage now of the WHL scholarship program. Now, there's always guys that you would have played against in the WHL days. For you, 4 seasons with the Rockets, you were a 20-year-old starter there as well. And then your teammates all of a sudden, maybe you had a little rivalry or maybe didn't get along with them when you were head-to-head with them, but now you're a teammate and it's different. Is there a guy or two in that dressing room there with the Huskies that fits for you?
Oh, for sure. One player would be Jesse Forsberg. We, as Kelowna Rockets, we played him a lot in Prince George, and he was always one of those guys that would get under your skin, and, you know, playing against him, you hated playing against him because he was always going to create a penalty or two and really kind of generate something for their team. And once he got traded from Prince George to Seattle, we saw them in playoffs, that remarkable comeback series we had against them where we were down 3-0, came back to win 4-3 in overtime. He was part of that team, and he was a big reason why they were so good that year. And, you know, looking back, that was a pretty big rivalry we had. But now that he's on my team, you know, he's an awesome guy, a great, great team guy, a great leader, and really lucky to have him, for sure.
Yeah, that's great. You know, the Huskies are loaded with former WHL talent taking advantage of the scholarship program. And Mount Royal's really strong this year. You mentioned U of A. They're always a perennial favorite here. So where does the road to a Canada West and hopefully a national championship go through this year, Jordan?
You know, it's going to be difficult, that's for sure. The last few years, it's usually been a U of A, U of S, kind of leading the way, but this year it's been really tight. UFC's got a really good team. Mount Royal's got a good team, and even Lethbridge and Manitoba, sorry, you know, they're nipping at everyone's heels. So this year it's a lot tighter. It's hard to say who's going to come out on top of Canada West, and hopefully it's us. But in saying so, there are a lot of good teams out here, and we're just trying to grind away every weekend.
You got a taste of pro hockey when you were done, but is that something once you get your degree or finish up your eligibility there with the Huskies that you'll pursue again, perhaps?
Yeah, for sure. Really, I'm looking forward to just having an opportunity. I know once I get one, I'm definitely going to try and run with it. I like to take advantage of the situations that are provided. But for me, the biggest thing was to get a degree or at least try and finish one up as much as possible and then move forward. Looking ahead, you know, that's something I definitely want to pursue, whether it's in North America or overseas. But like you said, the degree is the more important thing at this point.
Well, you got a great taste of hockey overseas and took advantage of an opportunity there to represent Canada at the Spangler Cup there in Davos, Switzerland. Great job there. Gold medal for you as well. And gold medal season here going with the Huskies. Jordan, thanks for being our guest here on WHL this week.
Yeah, no, thank you very much. It was my pleasure.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Regina Pats overage forward Adam Brooks is once again the WHL Player of the Week. Voice of the Pats, Phil Andrews, has more.
Here are the Western Hockey League Player of the Week, Adam Brooks. 4 goals, 6 assists in 4 games, 10 points. Now leading the league as we sit today with 63 on the year. What, fifth time this has happened for you in your career in the last 2 years, Adam, and Player of the Month in November? Almost whole home now?
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously after the first 2 years, never really thought I'd be Player of the Week or Player of the Month. So, whenever it happens, it's obviously a huge accomplishment and something that I'm definitely proud of. And, obviously a good week for the team. Didn't lose in regulation again. And, I thought everyone played really well. So I think we're happy with the effort.
7 of 8 points now, leading the conference, leading the league overall. I guess depended because he didn't play as many games prior to Christmas. You were sitting a little bit behind, but made up some ground here, haven't you?
Yeah, I think, we're still a few games behind some teams, and, we're pretty happy with the way our record's been. Obviously, first half is done, or tonight's the last game of the first half, and if you were to tell us at the start of the year we'd be sitting here with 3 losses, I think anyone would have been super pumped. So we're extremely happy with where we're sitting and wanted to have a good second half, obviously.
Been a lot of moves already, still a week left before the deadline, but do you have to take it upon yourself at all to, get these guys in here? I mean, Smart and Davidson coming over, now Slobosian, some new faces and a lot of change.
Yeah, absolutely. I think one of the things that we've noticed about these guys that we brought in right away is they all fit in very well, all very nice guys, and all the guys on our team really enjoy their company. So it's always nice when you can bring a guy in and he fits in right away. And I think with all 3 of those trades, they do that. And, that's one thing with this team so far this year is we've all been on the same page and all get along very well. So it's nice when guys come in and just do the same thing.
Medicine Hat tonight, another first place team. An exciting one, isn't it? It's not very often you get these type of matchups.
Yeah, no, they're a great team. They're highly skilled, kind of built like us, high-powered offense. So, we know that we're going to have to play strong defensively and, make sure we stay on the penalty box because our power play is pretty lethal. So, I think if we play our game, it's definitely going to be an exciting one.
Mr. Madden, thanks for this.
Yeah, thanks.
Hey, and that's the show. Want to say thanks to Phil Andrews and Regina for his help. Next week, a look at all the big trade deadline moves. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.